Day two of the BBC Good Food Show Summer at the NEC. It's hot outside and it's busy inside, and many, many people are thinking about outdoor eating this summer, and quite rightly too. I'm delighted to catch up with Katie Truss from Fabulous Food Finds, food expert, it always says on your tongue, doesn't it, Katie? Quite right too. Now, outdoor eating, there's a lot of things to be considered, but I know that you're talking specifically this afternoon, aren't you, about cheeses and condiments.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Well, yeah, so I set up it's like a condiments for summer dining, because I use so many things to kind of just like add extra flavour and interest to things like barbecues. Like, I've got an outdoor pizza oven that, you know, I've got like a hot honey that we're tasting this afternoon, with the idea that you drizzle that over a pizza. And we've done salad dressings today. We've looked at oils and vinegars and how you can easily sort of create your own salad dressings. Lots of lovely barbecue sauces as well. We've got a really amazing Korean barbecue sauce, which is really on trend as well. So perfect for barbecues.
We're getting better at barbecuing in this country, aren't we? Marinating the meat properly and not having the coals too hot, and therefore you've got burnt chicken with a raw inside. But very often I go to barbecues and the focus is all on the burgers and the sausages, but not on the salads, on the dressings and the accompaniments. And that's so important.
It is really important, actually, especially like with the times as they are, and like, you know, cutting back on costs. So spending less maybe on meat and like making veggie sides that are a little bit more budget friendly, and actually adding in, like, using condiments to add the jazz. So if you've got something quite simple, but you know, you've got a simple burger, but you've got an incredible barbecue sauce to put on it, you can really wow your guests.
Yeah, and you can make your own barbecue sauce pretty easily, can't you?
Yeah, actually, this is a top tip for me. I use a BBC Good Food recipe, which is like the stickiest ribs ever, and I've tweaked that, and I just like add in little bits of chutney, I add in like various like fruit vinegars and different spices to kind of make it my own, but it's the best barbecue sauce ever.
We're all coming around to yours as soon as the show's finished, by the sounds of it. What other things are people putting on the table? Because when you say condiments, people maybe think about a chutney, they think about red sauce, brown sauce and vinegars and things, but what other things, what surprising things are now on the market that are tickling your taste buds?
Ooh, well, we had it was a cinder toffee barbecue sauce earlier, and we've got a bacon chili jam, something, and beer jam. There was a tamarind jam, which is like flavors for Filipino flavors. There's a banana ketchup.
Banana ketchup,
yeah, it's gorgeous. Apparently it was invented in the 30s in the Philippines, where they didn't have enough tomatoes, but they had loads of bananas, so they created a banana ketchup. It's nice. And you know, like mayos, I've got really cool plant-based mayo that we're including in here, really lovely flavour.
Fresh herbs,
yeah,
are great when you're outdoor dining, aren't they? And there's some interesting new ones about, and varieties I've not heard of before.
Oh yeah, we just finished the herb tasting with Urban Herbs, Andy at Urban Herbs, and we had a cola plant, which, you know, you could put with like gammon or something like that, thinking about like Nigella's cola ham. He's also got like an olive plant that he says he puts on all of his pizzas, so that's another one to add. He's got a barbecue rosemary, which is a rosemary with like really smoky flavours, so that's really cool to go next to your barbecue.
It's interesting, I was talking to somebody earlier who has a plant-based diet, and the importance of spices, herbs, seasoning to a plant-based diet, because there's a lot of perception that it's quite bland, but it doesn't have to be, does it?
No, and I mean, anything plant-based or not, like if you keep things simple, like with your ingredients, again, if you're watching costs, you can add flavour to something, to so many things. I've done a really strange thing lately. I've been making a savoury porridge, and it sounds really weird, but it like takes 5 minutes to cook. It's basically, if you think of a risotto, but with oats, and you can add herbs and spices to it to create like amazing dishes that are like so cheap to make and like so quick, such a good work from home lunch. Maybe not summery though. I don't know if like hot porridge for lunch, but one of my little tips that I've been doing.
Just finally, Fabulous Food Finds is what you do. Are there still things out there that surprise you, things that you go, wow, clever people, artisan producers have made these?
Yeah, Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. And or things that just are like next level amazing. So there's a spice company at the show called Bow Tree Farm, and they make it their mission to kind of go around the world and source the very best. Say, for example, there's a cinnamon that comes from Vietnam that's cured on the bark, and it, you taste it. It's the, like the sweetest, most amazing thing. And it's the growing conditions and the soil from which it's grown and that provenance. It's that, that knowledge as well of finding these incredible ingredients. So, yeah. And people are experimenting, trying new things, collaborating as well, like putting great products with other products to create even better products.
Absolutely. Great to catch up with you, Katie. And lots of the things you've talked about are here at the show, BBC Good Food Show Summer, which runs until Sunday. BBCGoodFoodShowSummer.com is the website. Please go and have a look and do come down.